Let's continue in our talks from the Gospel of Luke by reading Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52. Now, in this last section of Luke chapter 2, we have the only event from our Lord's boyhood years that's recorded in Scripture, his Passover visit to Jerusalem at the age of 12. Luke chapter 2, beginning now at verse 39. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Let's begin our study of this portion of Luke chapter 2 with some background notes. Under the law, the testimony of two witnesses was important for establishing the truth. The truth that Jesus was the Messiah and Savior is established right here at the beginning of Luke's gospel with the testimony of the two witnesses, Anna and Simeon. Now Luke moves on to our Lord's public ministry, but first he gives one event from the Lord's boyhood. Between our Lord's time as a baby and the beginning of his public ministry, the biblical record is silent as to the events in our Lord's life, except for this one event at 12 years of age recorded here in Luke chapter 2. Now, there is apocryphal literature from the 2nd and 3rd centuries that has boyhood sayings and acts of Jesus, but this material was never accepted by Christians as historically reliable. The Lord's Passover visit to Jerusalem at 12 years of age is the only inspired account we have of any events in our Lord's boyhood years. However, we do know from what the Father's voice said from heaven at our Lord's baptism that during all those silent years, the Lord was perfect and living a life that was pleasing to God the Father. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17. Remember, this statement was made before our Lord began his public ministry or did any miracles. We see in verse 39 that Luke skips over the time of the Lord's sojourn in Egypt as a young child with Mary and Joseph, as recorded in Matthew chapter 2. Verse 39, "So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth." So there's a skipping over of what we have in Matthew chapter 2 about the journey down into Egypt. So when verse 39 says that they returned to Galilee and Nazareth, it means either that they eventually returned after their time in Bethlehem and Egypt, or, as is more likely the case, they returned to Nazareth after the Lord's presentation at the temple, and then they later revisited Bethlehem for an extended time when the Lord was 1 or 2 years old, probably when they came up to Jerusalem from Nazareth for one of the annual feasts. Remember, Bethlehem is only about 6 miles south of Jerusalem, and the Lord may have been close to 2 years old when the wise men came to Bethlehem before the family went to Egypt. Don't confuse the visit of the shepherds and the wise men. They were two separate events in spite of the nativity scenes and the paintings on your Christmas cards. The wise men came to the house where the child was, Matthew 2:11, whereas the shepherds came to the manger where the baby was. And Herod killed not just infants, but children up to 2 years old. So there are a couple of ways to harmonize the phrase, they returned to Galilee and Nazareth, here in Luke 2, verse 39, with the family's visit to Egypt in Matthew chapter 2. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for this last portion of Luke chapter 2. Doctrinal or teaching point number one. The Lord Jesus as God was an unusual child. The Lord Jesus as God was an unusual child. In verse 49, we have the first recorded words that Jesus spoke. Why do you seek me? Do you not know that I must be about my Father's house or business? So here we have the first recorded words that Jesus spoke. Now, obviously, the Lord spoke as a boy growing up, but these are his first words recorded in the Bible. Notice that these words are a claim to his deity. When Mary, his mother, said to him in verse 48, "Your father and I have sought you anxiously," the Lord responded in verse 49, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's house or business?" The Lord was definitely drawing a distinction between his earthly legal father, Joseph, who was not his natural father, and his heavenly father. And notice that our Lord did not say, "Did you not know that I must be about our Father's house or business," but "my Father's house or business"? Remember, the Lord said to Mary Magdalene before his ascension in John chapter 20, verse 17, "I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God, not our Father and our God." As believers, we are sons of God, but not in the same relationship as the Son of God. At 12 years of age, the Lord Jesus was aware of his unique relationship to the Father. He was the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. He was God incarnate. Although he grew naturally from being a baby to being a man, he was an unusual child because he was fully God. Not unusual in looks or in physical strength, but in behavior. He was the perfect child. He was sinless. His parents never had to give him timeouts or spankings or discipline. Ask any parent, and they will tell you that such a child is not only unusual, but doesn't exist. No wonder verse 51 says that his mother kept or treasured all these things in her heart. The Lord Jesus was an unusual child because he was God. And think of our Lord's unusual behavior while they were in Jerusalem. I'm sure the other boys were running around playing hide-and-seek and doing other preteen activities, but our Lord was in the temple courts discussing the things of God. Verse 46 says that he was sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions, not in a flippant or argumentative way, but as a child who loved God's word and wanted to know God's word. Verse 47 says that all who heard this 12-year-old boy were astonished at his understanding and answers. The Lord Jesus as God was an unusual child. Doctrinal point number two. The Lord Jesus as man was a normal child. The Lord Jesus as man was a normal child. Let me ask you. If you had lived in first century Jerusalem and saw this caravan from Nazareth arrive at the time of the Passover, would you have been able to pick Jesus out of the crowd of other preteens that were grouped together? Would he be the one with the halo? Sorry, no halo. Would he be the one with the white robe, children's size? You certainly will not find that in the Bible. Not even a white robe when he was an adult. At 12 years of age, the Lord probably wore a hand-me-down earth tones colored robe. From a distance, I don't think that we would have been able to pick Jesus out from the other 12-year-old boys just by looks. Why? Because as true man, the Lord Jesus, as a boy, was a normal child. He was not only fully God, but fully man. As man, he grew and matured from a baby through boyhood to manhood. He ate and slept and learned. He grew physically, mentally, and socially, as verse 52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. However, if we were to come closer to this group of preteens and circulate among them, it wouldn't be long before we'd recognize which boy was Jesus. He would be the friendly, unselfish boy who was always helping others and sharing with others. And he would be the boy whom everyone loved. Verse 52 again, he grew in favor with God and men. Jesus would be the boy who obviously loved life, but was serious and wise about important matters, such as God and God's law. Verse 40, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So certainly the Lord was an unusual child because he was fully God, no less than 100% God. But he was also fully man, no less than 100% human, and therefore a normal child. The Lord Jesus as man was a normal child. Practical application. Be a friend like Jesus. Be a friend like Jesus. In the last verse of Luke chapter 1, we read the following about the maturing of John the Baptist. Last verse of Luke chapter 1. So the child, that is John the Baptist, grew and became strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Luke 1 verse 80. Do you notice the significant difference between that verse and the last verse here in chapter 2 about the maturing of the Lord Jesus? Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. The obvious difference is that Jesus grew in favor with men as well as God. John the Baptist was strong in spirit and spiritual and dedicated and greatly used of God. But John the Baptist was austere and ascetic in his lifestyle, and probably not the kind of person you would naturally be attracted to or want to make friends with. But the Lord Jesus was not only strong in spirit and spiritual, he was sociable. He grew in favor with God and with men. He was well-liked and made friends easily. In Hebrew school, he was voted the most loved student. You would love to have been the friend of Jesus. He reached out to people and encouraged them and helped them. What a friend we have in Jesus. As he is now, so he was then. And we should follow the example he left us. He's the perfect model to follow as a child, as a teenager, as an adult. Be a friend like Jesus.